Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Democrats in New Hampshire accuse Republicans of gerrymandering. Right now, Democrats control both of the state's two seats in the U.S. House, but Republicans have proposed a new map that could help them retake one of those seats. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, it's a battle playing out across the country to determine who will control Congress for years to come.
New Hampshire is a purple state that usually leans blue in federal elections. Democrats have won the last five presidential races. Both U.S. senators are Democrats, and Democrats have held both House seats for the past 5 years. But Republicans control the state legislature, and their plan to dramatically redraw the state's congressional maps has outraged Democrats and voting rights advocates.
Don't do this to the state of New Hampshire, and follow the commandment that we would like to follow as well, and that is, thou shalt not gerrymander.
That's Gail Kinney, a congregational pastor from the town of Canaan. At a recent public hearing at the state capitol in Concord, only one person spoke out in favor of the proposed Republican map. Everybody else, including Pastor Kinney and Corrine Dodge of Derry, objected to the plan.
And all this so that the majority party will have an unfair advantage in winning elections for the next 10 years. No political party should do that to voters.
New Hampshire currently has two congressional districts where Democrats have won the last three elections. But the Republican proposal would shift dozens of towns and hundreds of thousands of voters from one district to the other. The result would be a Democratic-leaning district that wraps around another district that would favor Republicans and likely help them win back one of the seats in Congress. Is it gerrymandered?
I don't think it's gerrymandered.
This is Barbara Griffin, a Republican state rep who led the effort in the House to redesign the map. The New Hampshire House has already passed the plan, which is now being considered by the state Senate. Griffin says after the latest census, the plan seeks to ensure that the two districts have an equal number of voters.
One of the principles of redistricting is that you don't protect incumbency, and you're supposed to be drawing lines essentially from scratch, much to the consternation of many people who hit the voting booth or are elected.
Griffin also defends having two districts that are less competitive, one that would favor Republicans and the other Democrats. She says that will help New Hampshire reps stay in power longer, build up seniority, and ultimately increase the state's influence in Washington. Ross Berry, a Republican state rep from Manchester, agrees.
Let's look at the infrastructure plan that just passed through Congress. New Hampshire was dead last in funding, and it's because our congresspeople are not able to climb the ranks of leadership. Under this plan, we'll have more stable congresspeople that can advocate for us and bring it back.
The map would also help Republicans retake the House, where Democrats currently maintain a slim majority. New Hampshire GOP Chairman Stephen Stepanek pledged last year that his party would send a Republican to Congress in the next election, and this map would make that more likely. Democrats call this a brazen example of gerrymandering. They offered an alternative map that would shift just one town with less than 10,000 people to balance the populations in the two districts. By contrast, the Republican plan would move 75 towns and wards and more than 365,000 people.
These would be the most dramatic changes in our state's congressional maps over the course of the last 140 years.
Matt Wilhelm, a Democratic state rep from Manchester, argues the Republican map would discourage people from voting because the districts would be less competitive. And he says it would make it hard for moderates to win.
I think we're going to see really extreme candidates emerge out of partisan primaries who then have a clear path to victory in the general election.
Similar fights are happening all across the country, says Michael Lee, senior counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice.
We live in a very hyper-partisan age. You know, there's a sense that so much rides on who controls the House that people are looking for advantage wherever they can find it, including in places that historically have not had very contentious redistricting.
Which includes New Hampshire. Lee says both parties engage in gerrymandering, but in this cycle, Republicans have a big advantage because they control most state legislatures that are redrawing the maps. Only 9 states leave the work to nonpartisan commissions. Lee says the Republican map in New Hampshire stands out because it would shift more than a quarter of the state's population.
Whenever you see large population movements like that, it's a huge red flag. That's like an immediate sort of signal that you need to take a closer look under the hood.
New Hampshire's Republican governor, Chris Sununu, said he'd veto any redistricting plan that doesn't pass the smell test. And he recently suggested on WMUR-TV that the state Senate alter the Republican proposal.
If you have a map like that, you're really locking folks in. I just think it could be better. So I've asked him to kind of go back, and I think a lot of senators are willing to do that. I don't think anyone says, boy, what a winner that map is.
But Sununu stopped short of threatening to veto this particular plan if it ends up on his desk, which worries his critics. They say the outcome of future elections depends on what happens next. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.